Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Knight of Pentacles. This one is going to be labeled Knight of Coins, and it's from a deck which is complete, but not yet in print, by Australian artist Lindy Longhurst. This is one I am eagerly anticipating. First, I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the U.S. who is celebrating. No one says slow your roll like the Knight of Pentacles. And, you know, we have kind of not a repeat of yesterday's energy, but of course the Sagittarius Sun and still an Aries Moon. That Moon will be trine with Mercury in Sagittarius, but opposing Venus, which is at home in Libra. We have a major aspect today, and it is a square between the Sun and Saturn. All right, Saturn, of course, is in Pisces for the long haul, and the Sun in Sagittarius. This could be why our Knight of Pentacles has shown up, because this is a card which is, not the card, but the aspect is reminding you of your responsibilities, and it might not be that easy to feel like you can pull off everything you think you should be doing, whether it's preparing a most excellent holiday meal, or, you know, your regular workload still needs to be done, that type of thing. The Knight of Pentacles, the best way I can describe him is the old fable, the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. You might remember, you know, the hare, the rabbit, of course, is all over the place, distracted by bright and shiny things and never really taking the route which leads to the finish line. While the methodical tortoise goes and just finds his way to the finish line and actually makes it there first. So, you know, our knight might seem a little bit boring to people at times, but methodical, reliable, and routine, and incorporating what is meant to be routine into your day is probably in your best interest. Like I said, this guy wants you to slow your roll. He doesn't want you to be out there zooming off in a, you know, a different direction or 20 directions at once, whichever, you know, whether the Aries or the Sagittarius energy, you know, affects you more. So some people are very much distracted by those bright shiny objects, and with all of the people traveling, this is certainly a good way to be, you know, no distracted driving. All of those things apply here, and it's in everyone's best interest to be safe, to be careful, and to do things in a manner which is not scattered and all over the place. So have a lovely holiday, everyone. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.